-5 number for Jacksonville. The more of the action is kind of coming on the under here. 51% of the tickets are on the over, but 63% of the money is on the under. So a lot of people kind of thinking this will be a low-scoring game. I tend to think Jacksonville will kind of get it right here. They seem to kind of give up on that game last week in Dallas once it got out of hand. Once we kind of saw Bortles was not going to have one of his good games. But I think back at home against a team in Houston that really hasn't, even when they've won games, they haven't blown anyone out really. I think Jacksonville can kind of handle this one.
All right, great stuff, Chris. We really appreciate it. To everybody, where they can find you and what they can find on the Action Network.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Chris Raybon or in the Action app. And you can just find more information like this at the Action Network, betting trends, public percentages, and essentially how to become a better.
Awesome stuff, man. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
There you go. Good stuff from him. Again, we are down here at the Silver Sevens inside the Corona Cantina getting set for Thursday Night Football. You know what? We've been saying it's not the greatest game of all time. Guess what? All the more reason to go out and have fun while you're watching it instead of sitting at home and try to watch it and have nothing else going on. This is the spot to do it. Silver Sevens, got a Penguins Maple Leaf. Should be a good hockey game as well.
Yeah.
There'll be some baseball, some football. It is a great, great time down here at Silver Sevens. Get on down here for us. Big 5 at 4 next.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Tuscany's Maryland's Cafe is a hidden Vegas secret with $19.99 crab specials every Friday. Use your comps. You can earn up to 12 times points on Fridays. Join the Tuscany Players Club today and get more for your play.
Meet me at the Tuscany. Ciao, bello.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest? Ugh. Clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas.
Right, I got it. Thanks.
D265EZ. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at the William Hill Race and Sports Book, it's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
And Ryan McKinnell.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
It is Cofield and Company, Adam Hill, Ryan McKinnell. One more hour before we get you over to Thursday Night Football. And every time that we're going to wrap things up a little bit early, we do the Big 5 a little bit early as well. And it's instead of Big 5 at 5, it's Big 5 at 4. And we do that now.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big 5 at 4. Number 5.
Well, there was a lot of angst about the Golden Knights. A little bit of struggles to open the season. They've won two games in a row. The win at Philadelphia wasn't the most spectacular effort. They gave up a lot of really good chances, but got a tremendous effort from one Marc-Andre Fleury.
Spectacular from 29.
Yeah, he was the reason they won the game, despite several really, really good chances from Philadelphia and not a whole lot for the Golden Knights. But they get the win, which is important in the road trip. And then they come home and have their best performance, I thought, of the season by far against Buffalo on Tuesday. Now they have a game coming up on Saturday against Anaheim, Pacific Division leading Anaheim. But I did notice that Deadspin did a story today about whether the Golden Knights and Capitals have any chance of repeating what they did last year. Caps also went through a little bit of a lull here the last couple of games. And they're kind of making the point that it's going to be tough to repeat. There's the hangover effect and everything else that goes on after a long run like that. This particular author says that in the meat grinder of the Western Conference, Vegas will feel every one of these early season losses during the final scramble for playoff spots in the spring. And the Knights look like a team that spent the offseason not addressing their gaping roster holes on defense and following up an incredible expansion draft with some very questionable trades. Scanning a roster to see that Shea Theodore is the best active defenseman is like looking at Trump's cabinet and realizing Rick Perry is the smart one.
I mean, I like that line. You know, but no, I mean, he said it, active defenseman, you know, and I don't even know if Shea Theodore is our best active defenseman. I guess, you know, on salary he is. On the ice, I'm not sure. Does it really – I don't – listen, Nate Schmidt's not there. The best defender of the Vegas Golden Knights is not joining the team till mid-November. That's it for me. Like, well, we can address this, you know, come the new year. Come January 1st. Let's see where they're at. Let's see what we have to worry about, what we can break down, and what the record is, who's injured, who's not. Yeah, it's way too early in the season to start writing pieces like that. Way too early. Way too early. So, yeah, I don't have any opinion on that. Totally means nothing to me.
It's hard to understand what Vegas was trying to do this offseason. The team exploited tremendous speed to cover for a shaky defense, but added two expensive, aging, and not exactly speedy forwards in Max Pacioretty and Paul Stastny to a top-heavy roster while returning the same six defensemen. Since hitting out of the park in the expansion draft, avoiding bad contracts, and focusing on young players with speed and unflashy but productive veteran scorers, George McPhee's moves as GM have left him wide open for second-guessing. Not from you?
No. I mean, first of all, everyone's aging. We're sitting here, as we sit here, we're aging. We're not getting younger. Our skin cells are dying. We are getting older. Max Pacioretty's 29 years old. Like, what? Aging. What is this? What is
aging?
It's garbage. Like, I just like, and it's just a bunch. You're throwing a bunch of stuff to see if it sticks to the wall. Okay, well, if you've got something to say, back it up. Where you're just saying a bunch of stuff that sounds nice or sounds, you know, enticing or like it's gonna get provocative and people chatting, but not me. I don't see anything here.
I don't think there's that much they could really get. On a national site, there's not a whole lot that will get hockey people commenting. I don't think
it's... Carlson!
People do like that. There's a much more glaring weakness that went mostly unaddressed. The Knights' top defensive pairing is probably Nate Schmidt and Shea Theodore. Every team has bottom pairing guys, but Vegas has like six of them. If McPhee is in win-now mode, it's difficult to understand why he didn't offer Carlson the moon. That's Carlson from Washington. Or outbid San Jose in the Erik Karlsson sweepstakes, or even try for lesser but solid free agents like Ian Cole or Calvin DeHaan. The best McPhee could manage in free agency was Nick Holden, who watched most of the playoffs from the press box for the Bruins last year.
Now?
Said the goalies better be ready to stand on their heads again.
Yeah, you know, now there, that's a little bit better. You know what I mean? There, you know, Ian Cole would have definitely been someone you could have went after. I don't think John Carlson was going anywhere. I don't care what you would have offered him. He just won a Stanley Cup. He's been in Washington now for a good minute, and I think he likes it very much there. I don't see where he would have went. Carlson hasn't signed a deal yet with San Jose. I know many people are thinking it's going to be coming in the second half of the season when they're able to. Yeah, I mean, you can always add more defense, but calling Nate Schmidt a bottom, like a third-line defender.
He said Schmidt's legit. The rest of the team, besides him and Theodore, are a bunch of bottom-tier defenders.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Derek England is showing himself to be a suitable...
That's the aging one.
Yeah, exactly. You want to talk about someone who's aging. Yes, absolutely. Derek England was on the Wranglers.
Now, this piece does go on to point out a lot of the good things about the Golden Knights. Yeah. It does, however, say, how many games can Pacioretty play before a leg falls off? He's not that old.
Yeah, I don't know why he keeps going back to this aging Pacioretty. You know, he's had injuries here and there, but he's a big body. I think when you're a 6'5 guy and, you know, playing a game of hockey, I mean, sometimes there's wear and tear. Here's the way I look at it. Yeah, you gave up a lot to get Max Pacioretty, right? More in terms of what you gave up to get Tatar and then shipping Tatar off for Pacioretty. So it's like a combination there with that deal, I suppose. And I guess I just say this. If you would have told me 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when we were sitting at T-Mobile Arena for the expansion draft, picking this team, if you would have told me in the second year that we had a 40-goal Euro scorer in William Karlsson, Marchessault playing up to his level, and then having the additions of a Max Pacioretty and a Paul Stastny in Las Vegas, and those players wanting to come here, I would have told you were crazy, and I would have said we were living in a dream world. Oh, and Marc-Andre Fleury played the best season of his career and seems to have not lost much of his step heading into year number two here in Vegas. Yeah, I would have said everything is roses, so I'm going to stick with that. This is still a dream. Whether they are an 8 seed or whether they're just out of the playoffs, I don't really think it matters because of what happened last year and the vibe around Vegas. The worry when this team got kicked off was, is hockey going to work in Vegas and are people and players going to want to come here? That has been answered. Yes, yes, and yes.
Number four.
Number four.
So I saw this headline about, and yes, I'm obsessed, but a frustrated Tyrod Taylor won't rule out seeking a trade and would love to start again. Okay. All of those things are probably true of every backup quarterback. And by the way, you go and read the quotes from him. He was asked, do you want to start again? Of course, I love to compete. I want to be out there playing, but I haven't thought about any other opportunities. He's talking about going to try to start somewhere else and getting traded. It really hasn't been part of my mindset. Just more so, focusing on getting better every day. Those things just happen in the league. I'll just continue to keep my head down and continue to keep working and helping the team. Okay. Why is this headline? He's frustrated and hasn't ruled out seeking a trade.
Like, wait, you're reading those quotes from the exact same story of that headline?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I can't let my emotions or my energy.
This is truly fake news.
I can't let my emotions or my energy affect the guys that are around me. I have to be the best teammate I can. I think that's the true test of a leader, is how you react in times when things don't go well.
It is the exact opposite of what the headline says.
I don't know.
It is like the complete opposite.
Like, yeah, sure, he wants to play. Of course he does. Everybody does.
Yeah. No, but he's saying how he wants to be a better teammate. And, you know.
Are you still confident you're a winning quarterback? I'm very confident. My record still shows it.
Where's the trade talk?
23-21.
Where's the trade talk?
Well, I guess he was asked, are you going to seek a trade?
Oh.
And he just said, that's what he said, actually. That was the, are you going to be seeking a trade? And that was his response. Where the first one that I read, I'm going back up and finding it right now.
Yeah.
Of course I love to compete, want to be out there playing, but I haven't really thought about any of those opportunities. It really hasn't been a part of my mindset.
So no.
He did say it's frustrating to lose your job because of injury,
sure,
but
yeah,
it's part of the game at the same time. 8 years in, you understand some things happen that you can't control. I'm never one to complain. I've just got to continue to keep being myself day in and day out.
There you go.
Continue to be a leader and, like I said, help the team in any way. It's a different role, but I'm here to offer as much knowledge as I can. Okay. Said everything perfectly.
You know, I think back to, you know, Buffalo showing some signs of life and actually winning a couple games and them having to go out and sign Derek Anderson. I suppose they could have rang the Cleveland Browns.
The most over the top, insanely out of his mind Tyrod critic, who writes for the Rochester paper up in upstate New York, this week wrote, you know what? Maybe Tyrod wasn't so bad.
Idiots.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, you just maybe look at the numbers.
Number.
I mean, just, you know, numbers actually. I mean, I'm not a number guy, Adam. I think we all know that. But sometimes. They actually tell a story.
Number three.
Number three.
All right, the G League. It's the old NBA D League, now the G League. It's going to, in the summer of 19, start offering, quote, select contracts. $125,000 for elite prospects who are at least 18, but not yet eligible for the NBA draft. Basically a screw you, LaVar Ball League. We're going to actually try to do this right. This has got to be good. This is a good opportunity.
This is a big effing deal.
Okay.
Throwing it back in here. No, it's huge, man. It's, yeah, is the money, what a potential all-world freshman. Now, okay, I'm going to say his name, and I don't mean this. I'm just, you know, for context, like a LeBron James, not a actual, you know, let's use closer to like a Sean Kemp or a Tracy McGrady, a good player coming out of high school, not an anointed king like LeBron was, but a good player coming out of high school. Is $125,000 probably what they should be making in their first year as a quote-unquote pro out of college? No. They should, you know, obviously probably be making more, but it's a step in the right direction. This makes sense. It is one step further to getting, you know, out of the one-and-done maelstrom and chaos that we're living in today, and it's a step in the right direction to getting these kids paid legally.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, getting paid, but you're right. You want to get paid on the up-and-up and do it properly.
Right.
That's the way to do it. So, yeah, I think it's cool, and I think it's about time. It's a first step toward, you know, not forcing guys to go to college as well. I mean, that's going to happen too, but we'll see where this goes and what ends up happening with this G League Elite Prospect contract and how many they're going to give out and how many
details
about who decides. I think that's a big one, too.
It's like, interesting, yeah. Who's doing the rankings?
Yeah.
Who's handing out the paychecks and what criteria? Absolutely.
So a lot still there, but certainly I think a good step in the right direction.
Number two.
All right, well, my original question was, are we excited that LeBron's debuting tonight? And then I walk in, and you're literally wearing a LeBron Lakers jersey. So I guess the answer is yes.
Let's go. Let's get these bums in order.
What is exciting about it?
The King returns. What are you kidding me? Every night, you're going to be 82 games where LeBron James is going to do something. Donald Trump is going to tweet something. And then they're going to go ask LeBron about it. LeBron has taken on a whole other role as an athlete, and today he is now Kaepernick. He is the guy, and guess what? You can't fire LeBron James. He is picking up that mantle. He is remaining vocal, and he is totally okay with being a lightning rod for controversy. I embrace it. I love it. And quick question. This is something I posted on a couple days ago on social media, but I thought about it, and I was like, you know, when LeBron does become president in 2028, he's going to be the first president we call by his first name, won't he? Like, it wasn't like President Abe or
President
George.
LeBron?
Yeah, President Bron. President LeBron.
What year did you say?
2028. He'll have won a title with Bronny in, like, what, like 2023, 24. He'll retire for a couple years, get his Hollywood stuff going, get a little bit more momentum there, and then he'll make his run in 2026.
2036.
27? No, 2028.
Yeah, no, I think Adam's a little bit closer.
Yeah.
No, 10 years from now, he'll be 43, 44. He'll be that Barack age.
But I also feel like...
yeah, we'd even call him President Barack. It's going to be President LeBron, dude, I'm telling you.
But I do kind of feel like you are... you're putting this on LeBron, like, this is great. And I'm with you on how outspoken he's been, and I think it's been fantastic, and I love everything about it. And you know that I'm a huge supporter of LeBron, no question. But I think you're putting it on him, like, every post game is going to be like the shop.
No. It's not going to be that.
Like, it's not,
it's the waiting. It's the jack in the box. Dun, 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 dun. Game 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, he said something. The excitement of it all. It's like a home run.
Try to watch every game just hoping this is the game he speaks out and says something negative about the president?
Maybe.
Okay, I mean, I'm with it. I don't know if that's sustainable. Yeah. I think he's saving it for his show.
Yeah, okay, that's fine too.
He's got a show
when
he
does that. But you got to tease the audience for the show, so you got to do something, you know, in the off season, which is the actual season while he's on the court, but the off season from the shop. You get what I'm saying. You got to keep teasing. You got to whet the appetite, Adam Hill.
Okay, I get it.
Tease.
Tonight against Portland, you're fired up. So am I, because I'm betting Portland.
Oh, well, I hope you win. I hope the Lakers lose.
I mean, I do love LeBron. I think he's going to be good, but I think there's going to be definitely an adjustment process and a learning process.
What's the line?
2.5.
Who's at home?
Portland.
Okay.
Favored.
Okay.
But yeah, I think this is a huge work in progress for the Lakers. And here's another thing. It's 2018 in the NBA, and the Lakers can't shoot threes. Like, that's an issue.
Kawhi is absolutely correct in that.
He should help. He thinks it's funny when he plays against them. He's going to, you know, laugh at them and mock them.
Hey, speaking of Kawhi real quick, and I know we're on LeBron and it's a big five and everything, but pretty impressive last night, huh? Coming back, first game in the Raptors. Second half was I like what I saw.
It's fine.
Really? Lukewarm on it?
I was just waiting for him to laugh.
So you're with Kawhi with the laugh, like I am with LeBron with post game nuggets.
It's all I wanted. That's why all I want is for William Karlsson to ever do anything or say anything. There's a reason, because I just love hearing Somebody yells his name.
He's a sucker for the drops.
It's fantastic. That's all I ever watch.
Carlson!
Thank you. That's pretty much my life, is just hoping things happen that will relate to drops that we have on the show that we can play. So that's where I'm at. But yeah, that was interesting. And then, you know, I do think it's going to be fun to watch the Lakers and LeBron, and certainly I'll keep up with that throughout the year. And then last night I got to watch some hilarity too, because the Philadelphia 76ers can't shoot a three, and Boston played them like a weird high school defense where you're playing a team that can't shoot a three.
It's your boy Brad. It's your boy Brad.
Yeah, basically.
Check out the big
them.
Brain on Brad.
They basically dared him. They dared either Fultz or Simmons to try to shoot a three, and they wouldn't do it. It was great. It was so fun to watch. I loved it.
It's going
to
be a fun year.
Yeah. Number one.
Number one.
All right, I watched this because Chrissy loved it so much. I checked it out. I have some thoughts on what went on. I don't know. What is the Stephen A. Smith show now? Is it
First?
It is still First Take?
I believe so, yes.
I don't know. I feel like it's been like 20 different shows.
Maybe they should...
I'm a bottom feeder.
Call it that.
They should.
Bottom feeding with Stephen A.
Bottom feeding with
Stephen
A. Oh,
no.
I like that.
Great show.
Speaking of great names, Cofield tweeted out as we sit here at the Silver Sevens. He said, you know, come down to Silver Seven, see Adam and Big Mac, and then hit the buffet after, which got me thinking... Number one, we should do all of our shows from a buffet, right? I don't know why we're not doing that. And why, as we are the highest-weighted show across the nation, are we not doing a show called The Buffet Boys? Shout out to Desus and Marrow and the Bodega Boys. But how are we not doing The Buffet Boys show?
Maybe
at
we'll
least once a week.
That. Yeah, maybe we'll work on that.
That
Until
needs...
The,
that
Lotus
needs,
Sales Department.
Yeah, I need this. I need this. This is the brand is strong. Why would we spend our time being fat if we're not going to make it work for us?
Poor Chrissy will be stuck back in the studio and not be able to participate.
She'll get the laughs, though. It will be a damn fine show.
All right, so
Buffet Boys coming at you, I promise. It's happening.
What happened on whatever that Stephen A. Smith show is?
Oh, yeah, that.
So, I think I'm going to let Max explain it.
So Max is arguing with Stephen A. about something they've been arguing about, I guess, for like 3 years. Max had said that Tom Brady was going to fall off a cliff, his play was going to deteriorate, and now he's kind of changed his mind on it, and I guess Stephen A. just can't accept him changing his mind.
I have to revise my cliff prediction.
What had happened was...
What had happened was I didn't know that they'd be playing flag football in 2018.
Oh.
Because that's what's happening. You could see the linebacker. It was twofold. Not only was he not sure if Brady got rid of the ball, but he also knew he couldn't land on Brady.
Yeah.
So you literally have defenders. Think about this for a second. The game is on the line.
Uh-huh.
You're playing the Patriots and Tom Brady. You have him in your arms. The end zone is right there. And you let go of him so he can walk in for the game-winning score. I mean, what? Why does that happen? Two, one, did he let go of the ball? Am I allowed to touch him? And two, even if he didn't, I can't fall on him or I'm going to cost my team. It is ridiculous under these rules. Not only could Brady play till he's 75, but so can Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and everyone else. Apparently the only other one who can is Eli Manning. That's how bad Eli is. With all these rules, he still can't get it done. This is unbelievable to me. What is going on? I understand they want scoring. I like scoring too. That is bad football.
And
Stephen A. this entire time, the look on his face.
When he's collecting his papers, he's like stacking them all up.
Puts on his glasses, takes off his glasses, grabs his phone, his mic.
Yeah, he's just preparing himself. And then
he dips.
He just dips.
Y'all finished?
I mean, I didn't say anything, but yeah.
Max Kellerman, we're talking about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Who's thrown for over 67,000 yards in his career.
You got to worry when Stephen A.
Who's a five-time Super Bowl champion, who's gone to 8 Super Bowls, who just finished completing a Super Bowl in which he passed for over 500 yards. Max Kellerman, clearly wrong for about a year now on this cliff that was supposed to hit Tom Brady, now wants to revise things and act as if, oh, my Lord, there is some explanation because I didn't know it was flag football. It's
That's
the
right.
latest excuse. Ladies and gentlemen in America, I want to give Max the floor. Let him keep revising that. Y'all take it easy. I'm out. Keep revising the call.
Well, since he's out,
yeah.
Peyton Manning.
What?
He just left.
You know, I guess that's a warning to everyone working with Stephen A. Smith. If he starts at a low hum, if he's like, listen, Max, I have real issue with what you just said, and I'm going to tell
a bottom
you.
Feeder. Always ass.
See, we get serious talking about ass.
I'm a bottom feeder.
And he gets serious talking about disrespect for ancient quarterbacks.
And trying to walk back and right. recreate history.
Right, yeah. No, listen, I mean, he's not, first of all, Max isn't wrong. This year, obviously, I think quarterbacks are playing with a bit more confidence, right? They're standing in the pocket a little bit longer. They're scanning longer. Their progressions are taking more time because they have more time. But to suggest that the reason that Tom Brady is having a long career and longevity is there is because of this year's rules or what has been happening across the NFL, I think is a little ridiculous. So I actually see both sides of what they're saying.
I just don't think it was real.
Right.
It just seemed like...
Yeah, it wasn't
There was
real.
No, like, panic of, like, where's he going?
Well, I love how how he says, are you finished? And...
I'm sorry. Is it Molly?
I
don't know.
I have no idea. Because I was so zoned in on Stephen A.
Wait, listen, we all
she says,
know. Chrissy only cares about the guys.
Fact. But she says... I didn't say anything. Like, she knew he was...
Y'all finished?
You know
I didn't
what?
Say anything.
Yeah, you know what? You're saying he's upset and you're not buying it, or you're saying it just doesn't seem authentic. I would actually, now that I'm, like, thinking about it, usually when Stephen A. is, like with Teddy or any other example, like, when he's really going in and he's doing his Stephen A. thing, it's Stephen A. This was the slow build to frustration where it makes me believe
no,
that, you know
he
what?
Was collecting his papers and, like, getting all of his stuff together.
Right, because
the whole
he
time.
Was so angry. He knew he couldn't sit on the set because he was afraid of what was going to come next.
Have a discussion. Have an argument.
Oh, I agree. We yell at each other all the time. But yeah,
it's
no.
It's so juvenile. I just don't. I do believe Stephen A. Smith is a professional. I don't think he would just leave the show.
I can't wait until
Y'all
the day. I would.
Y'all finished?
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Y'all finished?
And I just, I'm going to leave. I mean, I'll come back. I promise I'll always come back. Did Stephen A. come back? Speaking
well,
of that?
The way that it concluded was very bizarre because you hear Max say, well, Peyton Manning, and then he goes into...
Peyton Manning, you know why he was no good anymore?
What?
A neck injury. You know why guys were tackling
Multiple
him?
Surgeries, yeah.
Guys were tackling him. Back then, back in the old days, kid, this isn't your big brother's football. Back in the old days, like 2 or 3 years ago, you were allowed to tackle the quarterback.
They go to the music and fade out to commercial.
That was the show?
It was very abrupt.
Didn't even hit him with the Adam Hill, that's it?
No.
That's it.
It didn't
Damn.
Deserve a that's it.
Yeah, right? That would have been a much more well-placed that's it.
That's it
the
is
Adam
when
dropped a
you have topped yourself.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Mic drop. That was the opposite of a mic drop.
Yeah. So, listen.
Is there trouble? Is there trouble in Max and Stephen?
No, it was. Hey, let's get everybody to talk about us today. Let's have Stephen A. pretend to walk off the
this
set.
This is like their Dunkin' Donuts thing, where they just drop the Dunkin' or the donuts. Or
you think like a producer would have run out, like try to stop him or something?
Yeah, good
good luck stopping Stephen A.
Yeah,
if Steve walked
I was
out,
say, maybe it's like our show where the producer can do nothing and Steve does
whatever
he wants.
Hey.
Just
well,
saying.
Actually, that's a good point.
I'm just saying.
If right, Steve well, walked out, I probably couldn't stop him, but...
Coffee break.
Well, we are going to get to what's trending next. Hopefully, as long as everybody stays around, that will happen. When we come back from the Silver Sevens, Corona Cantina, down here at Silver Sevens with the William Hill Sportsbook, Thursday Night Football on deck.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened. At the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting. We'll be right back.
Tuscany's Maryland's Cafe is a hidden Vegas secret with $19.99 crab specials every Friday. Use your comps. You can earn up to 12 times points on Fridays. Join the Tuscany Players Club today and get more for your play.
Meet me at the Tuscany. Ciao, bello.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you once again. And Thursday means the kickoff of another week of NFL football action. And, of course, when you're making your wager, it is an investment. When you get an investment, you want the right information. For that, we call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Now, Steve, I know you guys had a good week last week. And you look at a game like tonight, and a lot of people go, I don't know so much about the game. But these are the exact type of games that if you have the right information, you can cash that ticket.
That's absolutely the truth. You hit it right on the head. A lot of people look past games like this, and they are the type of games that are easiest to get information on. I actually flew down to Arizona, nice sunny Arizona, standing outside State Farm Stadium, just getting some last-minute info because there are a lot of injuries on both sides. Denver coming into Arizona laying 1.5. The total is 42. Denver coming in at 2-4. Arizona at 1-5. Guys, Denver is winless on the road. Arizona's winless at home. And Vance Joseph is on his knees praying right now because he could be losing his job. But this is exactly the type of game that you can win, the type everyone else doesn't pay attention to. But we dissect a game like this because they're the easiest to uncover game-changing info and the easiest to win. Give us a call, 1-888-566-7878. We will release the winner of Denver, Arizona at no charge to all callers. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's the most important. It's a no-lose situation. 1-888-566-7878. Free call, free winner, free profits.
Now, Steve, at this time of season, it's hard to say the teams have a must-win situation, but if these teams want to get in the back in the race, they absolutely have to win this game. But the question is, who's going to win? To know that, you need the right information. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, this should definitely be a close game. That's why the line is where it is. Arizona played well in its last two home games. They lost 16-14 to the Bears. They lost 20-17 to the Seahawks. So they might have a little bit of impetus at home. Denver, Vance Joseph has to win to keep his job, I believe. That's what's going to make the game very, very interesting tonight. If you called on Monday, everyone got a big winner in the San Francisco-Green Bay game. So don't guess tonight. Win. Give us a call. 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Denver, Arizona winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. The winner is free. There's no hype, no hassle, no obligation. Make the call. Make it a profitable Thursday. 1-888-566-7878. Denver, Arizona at no charge from Gordon Howard.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations.
Call now and get the winner of Denver, Arizona tonight.
Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122.
Denver, Arizona free.
This is how Washington is supposed to work. As soon as she took office, Jackie Rosen joined the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of Republicans and Democrats committed to passing bipartisan legislation. And they've done a lot of good. like developing a bipartisan proposal to rebuild our nation's infrastructure. Jackie Rosen has one of the most independent voting records in Congress. She took on Nancy Pelosi to reform the VA and fix the Affordable Care Act. Jackie Rosen wrote bipartisan legislation President Trump signed to improve veterans' health care. And Jackie Rosen was one of just three Democrats to break with Nancy Pelosi to pass permanent middle-class tax cuts. Jackie Rosen knows fighting for Nevada means working with both parties. Jackie Rosen for Senate. Early voting starts October 20th.
I'm Jackie Rosen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rosen for Nevada.
Did you ever think that an average weekend golfer could sink one putt and win up to $50,000? The Major Series of Putting is giving you that chance. For more information or to register, go to MSOP.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hang with Cofield and Company this and every Thursday night at the William Hill Race and Sports Book at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino to watch tonight's Thursday night football game.
Brady, what's up?
Keenum drills it, and it's caught, and see if he's over for the touchdown. Touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders. He had the football over the plane, even though he was hit short of the goal line, and the Broncos end up with a touchdown after all.
Back here, getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Silver Sevens, Corona Cantina, William Hill Sportsbook just steps away. Get all your bets in for the action and watch the games. Right down here, all the TVs. We got hockey, baseball, football, everything going on. Get on down here, watch the game at Silver Sevens. All right, quick what's trending before we get to Brad Powers in a few minutes. And I wanted to start with, I love Aaron Rodgers as a football player. I can't stand him as a person for the most part. And he gave an interview with something called Artful Living. And we love his relationships, no question about it.
Artful Living?
Yeah. He said...
An exclusive?
He was talking about his relationship with Danica Patrick. It was Michelle Tafoya interviewing him, oddly enough. He said,
"What was that? What?
I don't know. Their relationship is
it's gross.
So
I
gross.
Like a no, gross. I thought you. Anyway, yeah.
He said, do you still or are you more open to talking about your relationship now?' He said, "It's more normal in the right settings. It's just normal. There's still the right time and place, but I don't feel like I have to be reserved all the time. We're just two people who enjoy being around each other and love each other. We're really just into each other." That's just gross. I don't even know what that means.
Also, agreed, Adam.
I mean, we've all liked people. I mean, I'm in love. I'm celebrating 10-year anniversary with my... No, but I've never said that. Ever. I've never said I'm, like, really into someone. Like, that just seems like what you would say if you were trying to make people believe you like someone. Ooh,
okay.
Three bells.
There are going to be posts.
Chrissy definitely agreed with that.
So he's referring to the social media, the fact that they're on each other's social media sometimes. There are going to be posts with each other because we just enjoy each other's company a lot. We're really attracted to each other.
Yeah, again, I would never say that. My wife doesn't have social media. She doesn't have Facebook. She doesn't have Twitter. We don't tag each other. I don't share photos of her. I keep everything highly personal and to myself. And... because I don't want the whole world to know everything about me, and I'm not Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
again, this seems like he's trying to convince people.
He went on to talk about how they like to travel together, and he said, "She's a good travel partner because she's so laid back and low maintenance, and she's just a hell of a cook, so we love staying in, too." Just stop. Mm. No, nobody believes any of... Nobody believes Danica Patrick cooks. Nobody believes she's low maintenance and laid back.
That's a great
point. Nobody believes any of this. Why is he saying it?
Yeah. I
don't understand.
I actually didn't have an opinion on that, but now that you mention it, yeah. Danica probably isn't a great cook. I mean, you're spending all your time... I mean, dude, I don't really have time to cook, and I don't have half the responsibilities that Danica Patrick has. And I'm older than her.
They're just trying to put up this facade like he does in his relationships.
No, Chrissy, they're really into each other.
Didn't you hear?
I heard Adam Hill say that they said something about their relationship, something about being attracted to each other.
Yeah, they're attracted to each other, and they're really into each other.
We're very attracted to each other.
But
they're really into each other. It's just so weird. It's so weird.
It's the thing you say right before a relationship ends.
Yes. We should have played the Kawhi laugh throughout this entire story. It should have just been on a lower frequency, just constantly on loop.
They're really into each other.
That's what this story is. It's Kawhi laugh, endless. Infinite Kawhi laugh.
I can't even. The story has made me sick. I can't even do this anymore.
Adam can't even.
I can't. I just can't.
Adam can't even.
Yeah, I just can't right now. I'm done. I've got to stop this. No more what's trending. We had like four more other things that are trending. Not right now. I'm out. That'll do it.
That's it.
We'll step away. Maybe we come back. Maybe we don't. I don't know how I'm feeling about this anymore.
Hang with Cofield and Company this and every Thursday night at the William Hill Race and Sports Book at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino to watch tonight's Thursday night football game.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you once again. And Thursday means the kickoff of another week of NFL football action. And, of course, when you're making your wager, it is an investment. When you get an investment, you want the right information. For that, we call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Now, Steve, I know you guys had a good week last week. And you look at a game like tonight, and a lot of people go, I don't know so much about the game. But these are the exact type of games that if you have the right information, you can cash that ticket.
That's absolutely the truth. You hit it right on the head. A lot of people look past games like this, and they are the type of games that are easiest to get information on. I actually flew down to Arizona, nice sunny Arizona, standing outside State Farm Stadium, just getting some last-minute info because there are a lot of injuries on both sides. Denver coming into Arizona laying 1.5. The total is 42. Denver coming in at 2-4. Arizona at 1-5. Guys, Denver is winless on the road. Arizona's winless at home. And Vance Joseph is on his knees praying right now because he could be losing his job. But this is exactly the type of game that you can win, the type everyone else doesn't pay attention to. But we dissect a game like this because they're the easiest to uncover game-changing info and the easiest to win. Give us a call, 1-888-566-7878. We will release the winner of Denver, Arizona at no charge to all callers. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's the most important. It's a no-lose situation. 1-888-566-7878. Free call, free winner, free profits.
Now, Steve, at this time of season, it's hard to say the teams have a must-win situation, but if these teams want to get in the back in the race, they absolutely have to win this game. But the question is, who's going to win? To know that, you need the right information. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, this should definitely be a close game. That's why the line is where it is. Arizona played well in its last two home games. They lost 16-14 to the Bears. They lost 20-17 to the Seahawks. So they might have a little bit of impetus at home. Denver, Vance Joseph has to win to keep his job, I believe. That's what's going to make the game very, very interesting tonight. If you called on Monday, everyone got a big winner in the San Francisco-Green Bay game. So don't guess tonight. Win. Give us a call. 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great weekend like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Denver, Arizona winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. The winner is free. There's no hype, no hassle, no obligation. Make the call. Make it a profitable Thursday. 1-888-566-7878. Denver, Arizona at no charge from Gordon Howard.
SAS, the most successful sports gambling system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN, SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max bet. A $1,000 per unit player has shown profits of $273,000 in 2015, $361,000 in 2016, $28,000 this month alone. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations.
Call now and get the winner of Denver, Arizona tonight.
Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Guaranteed profits of 7 units tonight. Absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122.
Denver, Arizona free.
Kevin Kugler and Tony Baselli here from Westwood One with a preview of Thursday Night Football brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. Coming up, the Arizona Cardinals play host to the Denver Broncos. And Tony, the Cardinals have had a slow start with a new head coach and now a rookie quarterback in Josh Rosen.
Kevin, it took the Cardinals only 3 weeks this season to realize that Bradford was not the answer at quarterback. They sped up the clock and brought in Josh Rosen. They're 1-2 with him as a starter, and they look so much improved on offense. But with the Broncos coming to town this week, the most important weapon on offense is running back David Johnson, because the Broncos defense has given up almost 600 yards rushing over the last 2 weeks.
Look forward to being with you for the Broncos at the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price of Valvoline Conventional at $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with Valvoline at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly, like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
Hey you, it's Steve Cofield. Don't you think it's time to pamper yourself? Your wife and girlfriend do it. Why shouldn't you? My spot is Swagger Men's Grooming. They have a cool shop over at Coronado Center and Eastern. Clean and comfortable with a man cave style TVs all over the place. Complimentary beer, wine, or water. You can walk in or book ahead. You can book ahead online. Swagger Men's Grooming is open 7 days a week with high-end haircuts. Plus, who doesn't love the hot towel shampoo and neck massage that's included with the haircut? It's Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
Silver Sevens is the spot. Come on down here for all the Thursday night action. It'll be pro football, college football, some baseball, some hockey. It's all on down here at the Corona Cantina inside Silver Sevens. I threatened to leave over the Aaron Rodgers disgusting display with Danica Patrick. Surprisingly, it wasn't me. It was Ryan. Ryan McKinnell had to take off. He was like, I can't do it. You grossed me out. I'm out. So he pulled the Stephen A. He left. He's gone. So it's just me here by myself. Steve Cofield back tomorrow. We'll be out at UNLV football versus Air Force. Can catch the basketball showcase as well, so come on down tomorrow. But right now, one of our favorite times of the week is Brad Powers from pregame.com joins us. Follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. Brad, how you doing?
Excellent. How you doing on this fine Thursday evening?
I am good. A lot of focus in the football world on Phoenix tonight because we've got Arizona State playing and we've got the Cardinals playing. We'll get into a lot of college, but I just want to get your take. Do you have anything on the NFL game tonight? Because betting is the only way to watch this.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to lean on the home dog, and it's a slight home dog, Arizona +1. I just can't back Denver on the road. Last 12 times Denver has gone on the road, 1-11 straight up, 1-11 against the spread. That run defense, abysmal, historically poor the last couple of weeks. Give me the Cardinals plus the one.
There you go. How about across town? I guess across the valley would be more appropriate. With Stanford and Arizona State. Stanford, a very short... You know, both Arizona teams down in Phoenix tonight are very short home dogs.
Yeah, I like the road team in this one. I like Stanford minus the 2.5. And to me, everyone's throwing Stanford in the trash. Whoa, doggy, hold your horses. Last time Stanford lost three straight games, you got to go back a full decade. Last five times Stanford's been coming off two straight losses. They've covered those games by an average of 12 points per game. Bryce Love's back for Stanford tonight. Give me the Cardinal minus the 2.5.
There you go. And Mountain West Day tomorrow, a Friday night. A couple of tilts in the Mountain West. Colorado State visits Boise State first. We'll be out at Air Force UNLV. So let's get to Colorado State Boise first. Boise laying 23.5 points over Colorado State here.
So the rule of thumb, believe it or not, in Boise State games over the last 7-8 years is play against Boise at home. Yep, I said it. Against Boise on the blue turf. The blue turf's been overpriced into the marketplace. How about this? The last 46 times Boise State's been a home favorite. They're 14-32 against the spread. They're actually much better on the road. This is a big number. Colorado State's off back-to-back wins, showing a pulse here. Give me the Rams plus the big number.
Air Force at UNLV, as we said, will be out there. UNLV getting 9.5. There's even a 10 that has popped up in a couple of spots. I really, really would like to take UNLV in a spot like this, but, man, it's tough to walk up and hand your money over and take the Rebels.
Yeah, but the money's been on UNLV. Keep in mind, this line opened north of 10 here as far as Air Force being favored. I like the money move here. I mean, I get it that UNLV got blown out last week against Utah State. Newsflash, Utah State's very good, folks. I'm talking maybe the best team in the Mountain West and one of the best group of five teams in the entire country. I liked what I saw offensively from UNLV last week. They got 400-plus yards. I'll take them in a big home dog roll. Air Force, terrible as a road favorite. 4-12 against the number last 16 times in that role.
I want to talk about some Saturday games, and Vanderbilt goes to Kentucky. Before we actually get into the specifics of the game and in the handicap here, how good is Kentucky?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, obviously much better than preseason expectations when their season win total was only 5.5. So they've overachieved already in that regard. I'm not quite sure. I mean, the Florida win looks better each and every week. Winning in the Swamp, that's Florida's only loss this season. Dominating Mississippi State is another pretty good win. I can tell you this, Kentucky's not been good as a favorite as of late. 0-9 against the spread the last 9 times. But, man, this spot says take Kentucky. They're fresh off a bye. They're at home. Vanderbilt really wore down late against Florida last week. Give me Kentucky to break that losing streak against the spread as a favorite.
Brad Powers, follow him at BradPower7, pregame.com, joins us each and every week. Really, really gets good, gets in-depth with the college game, and we really love his takes on things. So I kind of asked the same question about Syracuse because I liked what I was seeing out of them, and then, you know, in a tough spot against Pitt, they're favored, and they go down.
Yeah, in overtime, the money was against them, and that one, the money's against them a little bit this week, but I think the Orange are an all right spot here coming off a bye and hit the reset button as they try to go for a bowl berth this year. They haven't been to a bowl the last couple of years. Meanwhile, North Carolina, you know, the stats say one thing, the scoreboard says another. Stats say, hey, this is a pretty good team. Even last week against Virginia Tech, outgained the Hokies by 150 yards, but turnovers continue to be the issue for North Carolina. Turning over at the 1-yard line last week against Virginia Tech, having 3 defensive touchdowns go against them against Miami a couple weeks ago. At 9.5, though, I think the value's with the home team here. Give me the Orange.
What about a similar number in Iowa as Maryland goes on the road to play Iowa?
Watch the weather in this one. This total's been dropping big time, and so is the spread, but a lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with the weather. Going to be 25-mile-an-hour winds, and I'll tell you what, if you gave me what impacts a football game more, snow, rain, or wind, give me wind, especially with everything, all the college and pro teams relying so much on the pass game. I really don't want to be laying near double digits here with Iowa because, keep in mind, you think Iowa ground and pound, not necessarily this year. That's not the case with Nathan Stanley at quarterback. So give me the Terps here, plus the 9.5 and a slight lean on the under.
How much snow would there have to be to make you think snow is more impactful than wind?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's last year's Colts Bills game
exactly,
in the NFL,
that's exactly when the game I was thinking of.
Yeah, then there's an impact. But if you're just telling me, a couple of inches, and keep in mind, a lot of times it can benefit the offense because the offense knows where they're going.
Yeah.
Defense, you have to react to it, slipping and sliding, you get a lot of long touchdowns.
I'm with you. I always check the wind. I don't necessarily, I mean, I care if it's snowing, rain, but certainly wind is a big, big factor if you're trying to handicap games. And that total, as you mentioned, the send-out line was 52.5, and now it has crashed down around 44.5, it looks like, in that spot. So a very big factor it could be there. Northwestern plays Rutgers, and the only reason I want to ask you about this game is because what number do you have to get on Rutgers in any game to take them?
I'll lean with them here, and I'm glad you brought it up. You talk about the number, historic. Northwestern, you got to go back the last 40 years. The records don't go back any further than 1980 when it comes to having standardized, against the spread lines. But they've never been, ever been this big of a road favorite in any game in the last 40 years for Northwestern. I like to play on against those types of trends there because it's an historical outlier. I know Rutgers stinks. I know they can't complete a pass on offense, but I'll take them plus the 20.5.
My Michigan Wolverines have been playing better. I'm excited once again about the season, but I'm not excited about going to East Lansing. Even though Michigan State doesn't look great, this scares me. Michigan laying 7.
Yeah, I mean, it should. 10 straight covers for Michigan State in this series. 10-0 against the spread the last 10 years. 8 wins for Michigan State. Unreal the dominance, but in this particular case, I wonder what this line would have been if Michigan State didn't show a pulse last week and pulling that outright upset over Penn State, because other than that, I think Michigan State's been a clear disappointment. They're banged up on offense. They have 6 starters either out for this game on offense or questionable. To me, that's not a good look going up against that vaunted Michigan defense. It hasn't happened in more than a decade, but Michigan not only wins, but they cover against Sparty. Give me the Wolverines minus 7.
Another bye week for Alabama as they play Tennessee, laying 29 on the road in an SEC conference game.
29 points, another historical line here. Last 40 years, Tennessee has never been this large of a home underdog. In fact, the second largest was only 20 points, so 9 points above what was the historical line here. I get it, Alabama's been historically great this year, but not necessarily for the full game. Keep in mind, Alabama's only 4-3 against the number, and one of those covers came last week by a single point over Missouri. Tennessee showed some life last week after the bye, pulling the outright upset over Auburn. Give me the Volunteers here, plus the big number. Keep in mind, Tua's banged up, the quarterback for Alabama. He'll play and start in this game, but I don't think he's going to run too much.
There you go. Oregon was my best bet last week. I loved them. They got there in overtime, but now I'm worried they give it away as they go on the road after an emotional game and play Washington State.
Yeah, tough spot for the Ducks here off that big win over Washington. Meanwhile, Washington State coming off a bye, 10 straight home wins. First time ever ESPN College Game Days ever made an appearance in Pullman. Huge home game for them. And on top of that, Washington State dominated the series. 8 straight covers over the Ducks by an average of 17 points per game. Give me the Cougars.
Nebraska is winless, but they are favored. Do they get their first win of the year against Minnesota?
I think they do. I mean, Nebraska's starting to show some signs of life. They should have gotten their first win of the season last week when, with 5 minutes left, they're up 10 against Northwestern.
Yep.
And if you believe the ESPN FBI has a 98% chance of winning, Huskers winning cover this week over the Gophers.
There you go. Last one I want to get to, Mississippi State at LSU. LSU 6.5 at home.
Yeah, I mean, the number's short. Why is it short? Because it's a bad spot for LSU. Mississippi State comes in fresh off a bye. Meanwhile, LSU coming off the big win against Georgia last week. 6.5 points is a lot to lay against a Mississippi State defense that's number one in the country in scoring defense, only allowing 12 points per game. Give me the Bulldogs, although, again, I expect this line to be much higher.
Find him on Twitter at BradPower7. Pregame.com is the site. Brad, what can people find if they check out Pregame and your Twitter feed as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Check me out on Pregame.com. I got picks, great info, and follow me on Twitter at BradPower7.
There you go. Great stuff, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck, man.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Brad Powers from pregame.com. As I said, Brad Power 7 up on Twitter. That'll do it for us. Hopefully we can go find Ryan. He bounced out of here, as we said. Didn't like that gross Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick talk. It was very disturbing, I'll admit. He's gone. Cofield will be back tomorrow. I know people are very happy about that. They don't have to hear me and Ryan spouting nonsense by ourselves anymore. Cofield's back, and we are down at Sam Boyd Stadium. Get out there. UNLV Air Force in football. We're leading up to that game. And the basketball team out there for the showcase men's and women's teams of UNLV out at Sam Boyd tomorrow. We will be there. You can be too. Go hang out at Sam Boyd Stadium tomorrow. That'll do it.